evil lurks in the heart of men. The Shadow Knows.
The Shadow is being brought to you by the Los Angeles General Tire Dealers. Tonight's story in a moment. Here's great tire news. The Fullerton General Tire Company, 500 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, saves you a big 25% on premium quality, premium mileage General Jet Airs. It's your opportunity to own famous four-ply Nijen cord tires at tremendous cash savings. You'll save so much, it's like getting the fourth tire free when you buy a set of four. Get them today in white walls, black walls, any size to fit your car. These are top-quality General Jet Air tires with exclusive features like rugged Duragen rubber construction for up to 30% more mileage, steel-strong 4-ply Nijen cord for maximum blowout protection, and dual treads for super traction and stability. Get easy credit terms, too, tailored to fit your budget with months to pay. So drive in now to the Fullerton General Tire Company and cash in on this limited-time offer of premium General Jet Air tires at 25% off. That's at your Tire Value Headquarters, 500 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. And now, The Shadow.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. And now, the weird and wild tale of Spider Boy.
It was lonely sitting in my attic room day after day, night after night, spinning and weaving the beautiful cloth myself. No one ever came to see me. Everyone thought I was strange and different. One night I was sitting there weaving when suddenly I felt something watching me. I looked up and I saw it there above me. The little black eyes were watching my hands as they flew like lightning back and forth across the loom. It was strange at first, and after a while I was glad she came, even though we couldn't talk. Because, you see, this thing that had come to keep me company was the spider. Some nights I'd just sit and watch her spin. Fantastic web with gossamer in the corner of my little attic room. We had something in common. She seemed to understand that we were friends. It wasn't so lonely having her. I still missed the one to talk to. One day an idea came to me. I'd been out to the little shop where the woman sells my cloth. I came up the stairs. I opened the door of my room, and I saw a little kitten caught in the strong mesh of a spider web. I tore the strand from her quickly, and she ran away. I bent down, and I felt the strong threads of the broken web in my hands. Then the thought came to me. Wonderful thought. Perhaps someday, my spider could spin a web strong enough to catch a real friend.
Lamont, some of your friends live in the oddest neighborhoods.
That, Margaret, because some of my friends are the oddest people.
Present company accepted, I hope.
No, darling, you qualify. Oh? Simply because you do seem fond of me.
Honestly, I love your interesting people, Lamont. No matter how poor, how down at the heel.
They pay me back plenty with the stories I've heard. There's no idea the secrets that are hidden in some of these old tenements.
Who was that sweet old man we just visited?
Just been acquitted of murdering his wife.
What?
And the jury found out she'd been trying to poison him for years.
Lamont, we're going to find a cab somewhere right now. What was that?
Look, someone's running toward us.
It's a young girl, Lamont. She's crying.
Crying? The girl's hysterical. Here, look. Tell me what's happened.
She's so frightened she can't speak.
Try to tell us where you live.
Lamont, the girl's been hurt.
Come on, Margaret. We'd better get her to a hospital. She's been frightened almost out of her mind. I didn't mean to hurt the girl or frighten her. I thought maybe she'd be my friend. I promised to show her more of my beautiful cloth if she'd come up to my room with me. And one day she did. It was wonderful. Her voice. Friend.
No, Eric, I couldn't take the cloth. My father would know I'd been here, and
She's already told me not to see you again.
You seen us on the street talking together?
Yes. And he beat me for it.
Christina, please take the cloth.
No. I have to go home.
But don't leave me alone, please.
Eric?
Just a look.
There's something over there in the corner.
Oh, don't be frightened, Tina. That's only my spider.
I've never seen such a big spider before.
She's my friend, Tina. She keeps me company.
Get it away.
Hurry.
It's coming closer. Stop it.
It's all right,
no,
Tina.
I can't get out of
I
here.
I said it's all right.
Let me go, Tina.
No, Tina.
Please, let
stop.
Me go.
Stop fighting.
Let me go.
Stop it. I've got to
get out of here. I've got to get out.
A sudden effort, she broke away from me. Before I could stop her, she ran out of the room and down the stairs. Stop it. I was left all alone, Jack.
How is she, Dr. Gordon?
I don't know yet, Mr. Granson. I hope we can help her.
It's as bad as that.
Whatever the girl went through tonight must have been pretty terrifying to cause a case of shock like this.
She was so frightened she couldn't talk when we found her.
We still haven't been able to get her to speak.
Do you have any idea who she might be, Doctor?
Well, we found this factory pass in her dress pocket.
I see it?
Yes, I see.
Tina Lucan, 284. Margaret, she lives on that street where we found her.
Her family, she has one, should be notified at once.
I'd like to look into this, Dr. Gordon. May I notify them for you?
I'd be obliged if you would.
Lamont, why?
I'd like to see just what could nearly frighten a person to death. Good evening. Are you Mr. Lucan? Ed Lucan?
Yeah. What about it?
My name is Lamont Cranston. Does Tina Lucan live here?
Yeah.
You're her father?
Yeah, what about it?
Your daughter's very ill, Mr. Lucan.
She's in the hospital. We took her there.
What's the idea, you two sticking your noses in my business?
Don't you want to see her?
What's all this to you?
She's either been hurt or beaten and frightened nearly to death.
Well, maybe she needed a beating. Now get out.
Oh, just a minute.
Hey, get out.
Well, that was a quick brush off.
Pleasant.
He's obviously beaten her before.
Margo, I don't think Ed Lucan is responsible for Tina's present condition.
Didn't you see that piece of whipcord in his pocket?
Yes, I did. Maybe it does beat her, but it wasn't the beating. The flight that caused Tina's shock. Margo, we're going to find who or what caused that if we have to search every house in this block.
Margo, that's a hopeless task.
The only way.
But we don't even know what we're looking for.
Only what Dr. Gordon said, Margo. Someone or something that nearly frightened a person to death.
It's lonelier than ever now, after Tina had gone. I put my room by the window so I could watch the people down below. They all hurried by. And then I saw another girl. Sometimes she was with a man, but sometimes she was by herself. She kept stopping in front of houses, looking in, each house, one by one, all along the block. See if I could see her, talk to her, she'd come up here. Tomorrow, she should visit the empty warehouse across the street. I could talk to her. Then I could understand that I wanted her to be my friend. I waited for hours in the empty room upstairs in the old warehouse. Then I saw her coming in. But the man was with her. I mustn't let him see me. He might not understand. I hid behind some packing boxes in the corner when I heard them coming up the stairs.
Stairs
the past few days know my way around,
Mr. Cranston. There's no one
here.
Can't tell.
Good place to hide.
Hide? You're looking
for someone.
Nothing but an empty old storeroom.
Her voice seemed kind of sweet.
Empty old storeroom, no one around. This would be the ideal place for someone to drag Tina, frighten and beat her.
Tina, he was after me. I walked into a trap.
I still think it's Tina's father.
She
practically admitted he beat the girl.
She was on my side. Already she looked like friends.
Finish looking around.
It seems so silly, Lamont. So much wasted effort. The two of us going through all of these houses.
You call it wasted effort, Margot. Perhaps it meant saving someone else from what happened to that girl.
Yes, he was my enemy.
Well, there's nothing frightening in here.
No, I guess not.
Wait. No, stop the guy.
Better have a look behind those old packing cases.
Who's coming to it?
Lamont, come on.
Wait, I'm going to have a look.
Go Pardon me, I fell in my pocket quickly.
There it was, the sharp blades of my cutting shears.
Take just a minute, Martin.
Let him come. I was ready for him now.
Now, let's see what's behind these packing cases. Heavy.
I held the scissors tightly.
Guess the best thing to do is knock them all over.
You do. You'll find these cutting shears right in your heart.
Come on. What happened?
No, it's nothing. Nothing at all, Martin. I just stretched my hand on the nail.
You're coming home with me now. I'm going to take care of that hand.
All right, darling, you win.
I was safe. I'm really leaving now.
We'll pick up again tomorrow where we've left off.
Tomorrow. Maybe if I was grateful, I'd have another chance to see it tomorrow. It was dusk the next evening before I finally saw her alone on the street below. I leaned out of the window, dropped a lovely shawl I'd been weaving. I watched it as it wafted slowly downward and dropped to her feet. She went back so she wouldn't see me as she looked up and saw my window open. When I looked out again, she was gone. My heart beat wildly when I heard her footsteps on my bed. My friend. My friend. At last, we talked. I wasn't lonely anymore. I ran to the door, opened it just a crack, and looked out. Yeah, there she was. Coming to my door.
Margo?
His voice. My enemy.
Margo, are you up there?
He had seen her and followed her in.
Yes, Lamont. Up here in the top landing.
Don't we'd agree to stick together from now on while we're searching?
I wasn't thinking, Lamont. Someone dropped his stone. I was just returning it.
Well, I'll come along with you. Can't tell what you might find.
I'd gone take her arm and come to at my door. Mustn't find me here. I ran into a corner and hid when I heard them knock on my door.
Door open, Lamont. It doesn't look as if anyone's home.
Well, come on in. We can leave the shore anyway.
Oh, what a dark, stuffy little room.
You sure the shore came from here?
Look, Lamont. Look. Someone must have woven it here. There's a loom and yarn and thread scattered everywhere. Oh, Lamont.
What is it?
Nothing, I guess. I just ran into a spider web.
So did I. Place is full of them. Hand me that broom.
You think you should sweep them down, Lamont?
This is better have them in your hair.
Lamont, stop!
What now?
Something over there in the corner.
What in the world?
It's crawling towards you, Lamont. Looks like a spider.
That sign?
It's after you. You tore down the web.
Get behind me, Margo, quickly.
It's coming towards us.
It is a spider.
Lamont!
The Shadow returns in a moment. Here's great tire news. The General Tire Company in Southgate saves you a big 25% on premium quality, premium mileage General Jet Airs. It's your opportunity to own famous four-ply Nijen Cora tires at tremendous cash savings. You'll save so much, it's like getting the fourth tire free when you buy a set of four. Get them today in white walls, black walls, any size to fit your car. These are top quality General Jet Air tires with exclusive features like rugged Duragen rubber construction for up to 30% more mileage, steel-strong four-ply Nijen cord for maximum blowout production, and dual treads for super traction and stability. Get easy credit terms, too, tailored to fit your budget with months to pay. So drive in now to 4976 Firestone Boulevard in Southgate and cash in on this limited-time offer of premium General Jet Air tires at 25% off. That's at your tire value headquarters in Southgate. And now, once again, The Shadow.
Mark Cranston and Margo Lane find themselves trapped in the small attic room of an old tenement.
Got it? We're safe now, Margo.
Thought
I'd better bring this gun along just in case. I never dreamed I'd have to use it to kill a spider.
It killed my friend. While I was hiding there in the corner, helpless, killed the only friend they ever had in the world. I killed her. I bent over and...
then it happened. It was almost like a miracle. I could spin. Like my spider.
Steel. And the spider's secret. It was her way of granting me the power of revenge. And then I knew. I must find the girl again. Then a strong whip to catch her and then kill her.
Why come back here to the hospital, Lamont? What are you going to say to
Peter? I'm just convinced that I killed that spider, Margaret, that she's safe. They mean the difference between life and death for her. This is her room here.
Hello, Gina. Gina, it's your friends. We've come back to talk to you.
Gina, please listen to me. You don't have to be afraid anymore. It's gone. Spider is dead.
But you just...
Isn't that what frightened you?
But I...
Spider.
Matt.
They have listened after all, Margo.
Matt.
I think we'd better go. Oh.
My father, Lamont. He must have used that spider somehow to frighten us. Dr. Gordon told us he'd never been here to the hospital to see us.
Maybe you're right, Margot.
Let's go to him now.
No, Margot, meet me outside of Ed Lupin's house. I'm going to visit him alone this time.
Why can't I come?
Because this time, Margot, I'm seeing Tina's father as the shadow.
Kid she talked to on the street. I didn't want him to get serious. I gotta keep my girl with me. She's got her old father to support.
That's it, Spider-Man. This boy, he's old enough to marry Tina? Not a boy, but a man?
Yeah, I guess he's old enough. But he's not the one for Tina.
Did Tina ever call him the Spider-Man in front of you?
Spider-Man? That's good.
What's good, Ed Lucan? Tell me why you laugh.
Spider-Man. Yes. He weaves for a living. Weaves threads like a spider. And that's where there is.
There is. There could be a connection there.
A real spider and a boy?
Lucan.
Yes.
Go now and visit your daughter.
Okay.
And the shadow discovers what really frightens Tina.
All my cover plans were erased. And I would have my revenge. I'd get the girl in my room and kill her. I stood by my window watching. And then I saw her. Alone under the streetlight in front of Tina's house. She walked back and forth nervously, glancing at me. Casting a little shot, I let my claws for her. Then, yes, she did. I was trapped. I couldn't resist. So I
turned into the store. Good evening, good evening, ma'am. What is it? What can I do for you?
Oh,
I noticed that piece of cloth you have in the window. I just couldn't resist coming in and seeing it closer.
Yes, it is beautiful, isn't it? Here, take it in your hand. Feel the texture. So soft, isn't it?
Unbelievably so.
I feel strong. Look, strong as steel.
That's strange, shiny thread running through it. I've never seen anything like it before.
Beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful. I used to weave two beautiful patterns before my husband died. That's why I always wear black. I'm a widow, you see. Yes, I used to weave, too. See my fingers? See how nimble they are?
Yes, I see.
Yes, I wear black now. My husband died. He left me the money for this Christmas party.
Thank you for letting me see the cloth.
Do you want to see more? I have some more here. Some I've
No, more. No, I've stayed too long as it is.
Beautiful cloth. Really beautiful.
No, 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 thank you. I'm just waiting for someone. I'll try. Oh, that horrible little old woman. I wonder what's keeping Lamont. You should have seen King's father by now. What's this on the paper? A long strand of that beautiful silken thread like that in the cloth. There's no end in sight. Why, it's leading right on down the street.
I shouldn't be doing this. Lamont will be here in a minute.
Such a long thread. It's so beautiful. It leads right into this house. And right
oh,
up
I
the stairs.
I pinned the thread right to my door. Stood in my window watching it, concentrating. Saying over and over, come up, come up. You must follow the thread to my room. At once. Here the front door slammed. Heard her footsteps on the stairs. And this time the man was not with her. Nothing would save her now. She was at my door. I opened it.
Oh. I didn't mean to intrude.
Come in.
Oh,
The room looks familiar, doesn't it?
Why, yes.
Come in and see.
I have been here before.
The day you brushed down all my spider webs.
Yes, the spider webs.
The day you killed a spider, my only friend.
How did you know?
I know more than you think.
Don't close that door.
You came here when you were not wanted that day. Now you'll find out some things you won't want to know.
You're not.
Look, see the new webs in the corners? See? Those webs I have spun since you killed my spider.
You are insane. Completely insane.
When my spider friend died, she left her secret with me.
Let me go.
Watch me closely. What? You feel like thread as I spin it?
Let me go.
See? I'm going to spin a web to hold you.
Down from the window by nothing but a flimsy strand of ordinary weaving yarn.
A final word from the shadow in just a moment. Here's great tire news. Bert Dybel, General Tire at 1425 North Cahuenga in Hollywood, saves you a big 25% on premium quality, premium mileage, General Jet Airs. It's your opportunity to own famous four-ply Nygen cord tires at tremendous cash savings. You'll save so much, it's like getting the fourth tire free when you buy a set of four. Get them today in white walls, black walls, any size to fit your car. These are top-quality General Jet Air tires with exclusive features like rugged, durigent, rubber construction for up to 30% more mileage. Feel strong four-ply Nygen cord for maximum blowout protection. And dual threads for super traction and stability. Get easy credit terms, too, tailored to fit your budget with months to pay. So drive in now to Burt Dival General Tire in Hollywood and cash in on this limited-time offer of premium General Jet Air tires at 25% off. That's at your tire value headquarters, 1425 North Cahuenga in Hollywood. The Shadow has been presented this afternoon by your local General Tire dealer. Listen again next Sunday for The Shadow after the 5 p.m. news.